Good morning, everybody. It's time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson.
That's right. Cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, Thompson.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
So, Thompson, how are you doing? We sure have had a lot of fun with the bedtime stories. What's been your favorite book so far?
I have three favorites. Oregon Trail. A, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. B, the Oregon Trail. And C, I would guess Call of the Wild?
We haven't read Call of the Wild.
Oh, I mean, I would guess The Three Musketeers.
We haven't read that either.
I know.
I meant, what's your favorite of the ones that we've read? So we had 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Oregon Trail, and
it has to be The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, we did read that. That's an awesome book. Well, I like all three of those choices. Can you remember who wrote what book? Who wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Jules Verne.
Who wrote The Oregon Trail?
Francis Parkman.
Who wrote Adventures of Robinson Crusoe?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
What was it?
What was his name?
Daniel Albertson?
Danny Albertson. No, he's a wing for the Red Wings. Daniel Defoe. Daniel Defoe, that's right.
And guess what? I have another favorite that we're about to read. I have two other favorites.
What are we reading right now? It's not out yet, so everybody, all you listeners will have to wait for it to come out.
But The Swiss Family Robinson and Moby Dick.
Yeah, that's coming after The Swiss Family Robinson, probably. Maybe. We might change our minds. We do that sometimes. But definitely, I think right now everybody who's listening to that show is listening to the Robinson Crusoe. So they haven't even gotten to the Oregon Trail, much less to The Swiss Family Robinson that we're doing right now. But anyways, that's something to look forward to on our other show, Bedtime Stories. Oh, so this morning I'm having some organic Pacific Rim Vienna roast from 365 brand, everyday value, and a little bit of the old clover stornetta half and half, coupled with some 365 turbinado raw sugar from Malawi. Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, Malawi.
And where's our coffee from? Let's see. Can we thank those people who made that? Sourced from multiple countries. Okay, I guess that's, we don't know. Right. So, Thompson, what are we going to do with your day today? What do you feel like? We have a little bit where school's going to be starting soon. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
What do you think about it? What do you think? You think it's going to be, you're going to be a leader at the school. You're going to be you're going to be like the older, bigger kid now. You're going to have to set a good example on how to do stuff. Are you ready for that?
No, the older, bigger kid is Lily, I would guess.
Well, maybe, but you're going to, not this year. This year it's going to be, you're going to be at the top of the pile, man. So you ready to set a good example for the younger kids and show them the right ways to do things and how to be nice and follow instructions?
They know that also other ones, pre-K ones like Vicky and other sorts of those ones are also going to kindergarten.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Where they go, and K stands for kindergarten. Do you know that? It's like pre-kindergarten.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
That's the thing that comes after kindergarten, pre-kindergarten.
No, pre means before. Well, in any event. Who knows what the school year may bring. So, hey, you've been seeing a lot of TV shows lately. What have you been watching?
Well, here's the ones I have watched. A Gilligan's Island, which is awesome, radio fans. And B, Beverly Hillbillies. C, Happy Days. 4, D, F Troop. E, mm-hmm. has to be Hawaii Five-O, I guess.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Hawaii Five-O.
Jack Lord! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What'd you watch today?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
That's a funny show. What else did you watch today?
I would... there's someone's I've also watched.
Oh,
this.
Ricky! Oh,
stop!
Who is it? Who is that show?
Oh, what was it again? I Love Lucy. And I watched I Love Lucy. Even I also watched another one that is. Do you know that there's some movies that I have watched even though they're scary, and there's only one of them. X-Files.
Oh, yeah, the X-Files. That's not a movie. That's a TV show. Although there were two X-Files movies. We don't have those. But, yeah, the X-Files, that was kind of...
Five and
that
six?
Was kind of scary.
There's six X-Files
We don't have five or six. There was actually, I think, 11 seasons? Maybe 10 or 11 seasons of X-Files. But we only have five, I think. Four. We have four.
We have the first season... The second season, the third season, and we got up to four because you got the fourth season.
Right. What else did anything? What's your favorite TV show of all time right now?
Guess what? We have two.
What's your favorite? What's your single? Like, if you could only pick one TV show to watch.
Oh, wait, before I say what would it be? Favorite, I'm going to tell you some other ones that are really exciting. Even though I already watched them. We have two sets of Star Trek. Star Trek the original series, which is even better than the Next Generation.
What? Controversy. You think the original Star Trek is better than the Next Generation? Oh my goodness. We're going to have to delve into that on a whole separate show, because that's just, oh, what a controversy you've stirred up, Thompson. Hey, we're all out of time for now. We got to give our special shout-outs.
To Grandmother, Godmother, Lacey and Love, and Brett and Josie, and Cohen and Mama, and Brett and Josie, always there,
and Aunt Laurie and Uncle Dave, and Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
Bye.